So just three points. I am perfectly aware that the paper I have given you lacks something, and it lacks something about contradiction. And I'm sorry, but I have written another paper on class, as I told you yesterday. So I don't think I am guilty to have missed the problem of contradiction and class. I am just guilty to have not sent you a third paper, a second paper, and it would have balanced more of a discussion because probably I have given the impression that I was forgetting origin and nature of contradictions and nature of social classes and oppositions. But you can see from my paper how it is constructed that I have done the same move as Thompson's, because I say the answer is when we build up a theory of power and foundation of power, and within foundation of power I see opposite interests, contradiction, development of the contradiction, limits to the development of the contradiction, and so on. So I deeply agree with you, and I am going to send you the other other paper. So we do agree basically. Now I move to the first point, the metaphor of infrastructure and superstructure. And now you reach me very intimately, because I am facing the responsibility in France to get rid of the metaphor. Now I tell you frankly, I have taken many precautions in my paper to say the society has no top, no bottom. There is no such thing as instances and labels. I think I have been clear. And I have kept the metaphor of infrastructure and superstructure. Why did I do that? And I am perfectly aware of the fallacy of the metaphor. Why did I do that? Because you cannot accuse me to be unaware of what I do, surely. Because I am not sure that if... I have to fight a tremendous battle in France between the Marxists, among the Marxists, and facing the others. And I can tell you, I am every day discussing with Bourdieu, with Touraine, and so on. I belong to the happy few, too. I mean, if I get rid of that publicly, tomorrow there will be no discussion about an hierarchy of causalities. When I say it is an hierarchy of function, it's not an hierarchy of institution and levels. If I get rid of the metaphor, I am just afraid of people so pleased with no hierarchy of causes at all, and we shall fall swimming in the more dreadful empiricism that I know in France. No causality, everybody can write a book, any kind of book. I don't want to be responsible for even a part of that. It is a responsibility, a scientific, and I should say, political responsibility. I am quite ready to get rid of a metaphor. It's a metaphor. It's a bad one. It cannot be reformed. And your expression, it cannot be reformed. And I am aware of that. It's a static, formalist typology. And I see every day, among my best friends, the dreadful effect of Althusser and so on. Every day. It's a plague in France. It's a plague. Most of my students, they use the metaphor to write a book on the Eskimos in 2 weeks' time. No. So I am an empirical Marxist too. And it was very difficult for me, coming from French philosophy and you know my background, to really not fall into the traps, to not be lured by Althusser and so on. Never. You know? So your question is perfect. It's a metaphor. It's a bad one. It cannot be reformed. But if we get rid of it, are we not going to get rid of an idea of causality? The question I have asked to Ernst Gellner yesterday, if there is an hierarchy of causalities in order to understand functioning of a society as a process, if I get rid of the metaphor, tomorrow people say there is no hierarchy of anything, everything, and we can start from anywhere to understand reality. And you have seen, if you start from a prime mover, which is an idea or an ideology of values, immediately it is not enough. There is no such thing as one point of departure. So there are many points of departure, hierarchized. And it is that sort of relation between many points of departure, many causalities, that we have to understand. So, it's what I say. I agree with everything which has been said here. Every word of Thompson, I agree with. Just the difference is I have not the courage, or I am too shy, too timid, scientifically, to get rid of a bad and forever bad metaphor.
He was making epistemological break.
I should dare, probably. If I do that in France, it will be something, maybe. Maybe after coming here, I'm going to rewrite my chapter to be more courageous than I was before. You know? Thanks for that. Thanks, and I quote you.